When he saw, oh, he became blind. He became so angry. And he told that, you have sold my son and you have brought these ornaments and garments, and by this we will be happy. And he slept on the bed, never came from bed, weeping. My pathetic was in Vrindavan. One day Yashoda Devi, in evening, in midday, in the month of hot day,
summer day.
Now, like this day, in India, Jyeshma, Yashoda was taking some garments of Krishna, baby Krishna, his little float, his some marble cows, and playing instruments. He was taking in a
cloth,
and he was going anywhere. Any gopi came, Mother Yashoda, where you are going? Yashoda was like a dumb. He was not in a stage to answer, but even told, I'm going to my child. Where your child? No. I've heard that he is in Mathura. So I must go. I will not tell that Krishna is my son. I will go to Devaki Rani. Rani, you know?
Queen.
I will tell that I want to be your dasi. Your
master.
I will clean your vessel. Everything like a dasi. I will not take anything. Only in a day I can see face of your child. And I will be satisfied. So telling this, and he became, when he came to on the door, and he became totally spent. So like this, daily, Yashoda was feeling so much separation that you cannot manage. And what became of Krishna? Oh, all the Jadubansi and Akrur and all others, they have a meeting and they decided that we should change the mind of Krishna. How? We should give him threat and we should make in his mind that Devaki and Vasudev is your father and you are Jadav. And he should be in that. And he should be sent to Gurukul to learn. And in the meantime he will forget, because he is like a baby of 10 years or 12 years. He can forget. So made a click. And that there was going to be sacred thread to Krishna and Baldev. They were?
Same.
Oh, very beautiful. And then these kind of cloths were given to them. And then Gayatri Mantra was given to them. Sacred thread and sandalwood. Oats?
Wooden
sandalwood. Very beautiful, like Brahmachari. If Krishna and Baldev are Brahmachari, how beautiful they will. So all very charming and beautiful. Then Gurudev when get this, then he told that, he ordered that you should now go to at least five or ten houses and you can bake some bhiksha for me. Oh mother, give me some donation. Oh mother, give me. Oh father, give me, like this. And then Gargacharya made his chadar like this, a jholi. And the Brahmachari took jholi and dand also, like today you use dand. Very beautiful dand also. Krishna was given crooked some dand, and Baldev Prabhu very thick and straight. And they were, now Gurudev told that you should go to your mother and father first and take begging and then to others. Now Krishna is thinking. He closed his eyes. Oh, my Gurudev had told to go to mother. But where is his mother? said, mother, no mother, my mother is where? She is in Vrindavan, Nandagaon. And he remembered that his mother had promised, oh Krishna Baldev, when you will be given separate state, brahmachari, and given mantra, then I will fulfill your jholi, begging.
Your begging cloth.
Oh, with diamonds and so many, gold and everything. So Krishna was remembering. Where is my mother? Where? Oh mother, he became too shocked. And in front of all, Devaki and Vasudeva especially were ready to give some all. But they are not telling mother and father to them. They are remembering Krishna to Yashoda. Mother. And he both, especially Krishna, and he was rolling down on the earth. This was the situation of Krishna. Feeling so much separation, but there was no way because he has to do so many pastimes. So from here began pathetic scene, even in Mathura, even in Gaur Pramanande. Srimad Bhagavatam, Dasama Skanda, 44 chapter. Again, you should come along me. Oh, we should go to Mathura. Krishna and Baldev are now Mathura, invited by Akrur. And there, Kansa wanted to kill him. He had made an arena. But Krishna when came, by hearing the drum sound, with so many boys, and he wanted to enter in the arena, but Kuballya appeared, wanted to kill her. Quickly he finished and entered the arena, took the tusk of that elephant. Some drops of
blood.
Are very beautiful looking, like two
baby lions.
No fear at all. No fear. They entered in the arena where Charunu Mustik and others were. And at once finished Charunu Mustik and jump up the. He wanted to jump. And when he was going to finish Charunu Mustik, then Nand Baba was there, Vasudeva was there, Devaki was brought there, Ugrasen Maharaj, from jail he was brought there. All were fearing so much. Now Krishna will be finished because he is a baby boy. And Baldev is also like baby, and they will finish here. And they took Krishna and Baldev Prabhu forcibly, Charuna and Musti, and wanted to wrestle with them. At that time, the wives of Yadavas of Mathura, they stood up and they were telling that see, a Kali has come and a Adharma has come.
Irreligion.
We shouldn't be here. And if we are here, then we are admitting these things. We should not admit. Otherwise, sin will come also to us. So we should give up all these places. Oh, gopis are so fortunate. We are unfortunate. Krishna really is so beautiful in the whole world. Essence of all the beauty, all the madhurya, sweetness in Krishna. But we are unfortunate. We are seeing Krishna, and Baldev here. But he is now going to wrestle with these demons. He is some angry, pushing them and by like this, in big rush. Like a lion in cage, here we are here. But oh, if Krishna is in Vrindavan, Gopis are how fortunate. Punyavata prajabhuo yadang nalinga gudha puran puduso banachitra malya gapalayan sahapalaso kanyan sabenu vikri anchati giritir ramarchitanghani. Punyavata prajabhuo. In this world, prajbhumi is certainly higher than any place and so glorious. Why? Because Krishna is here, Vrindavan. And especially, not only due to Krishna, due to gopis, not only due to gopis, among them Srimati Radhika is there. See, the essence of everything, she is the essence of Krishna Madhurya, everything, beauty and everything, sweetness. Srimati Radhika is the essence of all. So, in whole three worlds, Brajabhumi is what?
Superior.
Superior, topmost. Where? Nalinga Gudha Purana Purusho Banachitra Malyaha. In a hidden way, secretly, O Purana Purush, Supreme Personality of Krishna, Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigrahanadi Radha Govinda. She is moving here and there, walking and playing with boys like friends with Braja ladies, like son, mother, this relation, everywhere. Gaha palayan, always is nursing and supporting cows. Ga means so many meanings, all senses. That is why he is a Rishikesh, he is called Rishikesh. And cows, Vedas, religious, knowledge, all concepts. So Krishna is always supporting, nursing all. Sahabala, Vithabala Dev Prabhu, Karvansha Venu, playing on sweet Venu. And by this, by sweet Venu, attacking whole world. And Bikri Anchati, always playing in Vrindavan, Gokul, Nandagaon, Varsana. Namami Swaram Sachidananda Lasat Kuntalam Gokule Bhajaman. O Namami Swaram Sachidananda Lasat Kundalam Gokule Bhajama. And Jasoda Bhirolu Kaladhavamanam Paramishta Matyan Tatodutya Gopya. O Namami Swaram Sachidananda Lasat Kundalam Gopule Bhajama. Oh, always playing here and there. Like boys, not like God. Like 400 Krishna. Like Dwarka and Mathura. Girita, here Shankar, Brahma, Rama, Lakshmi himself wants to serve the lotus feet of Krishna, but he has no charm. See the other side of Yamuna in Belban, Lakshmi even. He was charmed with Krishna and he left his husband Narayan in Vaikuntha and she came with a greed that I must be in Vrindavan, playing in and dancing and singing in Rasalila. But she was just stopped by Yogamaya. Oh, you cannot come. First you will have to be gopi and then marriage with any gopi. And then you can come. Otherwise, no. Oh, there is a very big problem. I cannot change my husband. I am Brahmani. Then you should be here. No entrance at all. So, even they want to worship, but they have no chance. Shankar wanted to worship that Krishna. She was tricky somewhat. She came on the border of Vrindavan. And he was worshipping Yogamaya. Yogamaya came, what you want? Then, oh mother Yogamaya, I want to see Vrindavan dance of Krishna Ras. Oh, have you done anything for this? No, I have not done anything. Then quickly he took her, that Shankar, and it drowned in Brahmakunda there. And then he came, when he came out, he became a very beautiful gopi, teeny age of 16 years. And then he told that you should be here and see. And when Ras was going, today no interest so much, no utsah.
Enthusiasm.
No. Krishna told, gopi was telling that why there is some defect. Any vijatiya prasna has come. Vijatiya?
Unqualified.
Outsiders have come. Then began to search. At last they saw that in a grove, any new gopi was there. And they caught hold of that. Who are you? What is your name? But Yogamaya never gave him any name. What is the name of your husband? Oh, she was not married with any go. Who is your father? Yogamaya has not given all these things. He cannot get any answer of any question. And then all gopis began to and his cheek was so swollen. And he began to, oh, Yogamaya, save me so. Then at once Yogamaya came and requested Krishna and Gopi, oh, he is my disciple. Please be merciful. Then he became Gopeshwar Mahadev. Then from very far away he otherwise nothing. So Krishna is so higher. So your Gurudev has given relation to that Krishna, Gopijana Vallabha. You are so fortunate. Only this is the way, by chanting this Gopal mantra and Kam Gayatri, having the relation with Krishna, you can be Gopi and then you can go to Braj, otherwise no way. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told to Raya Ramananda, Swarup Damodar, also to all, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, his all siksha, he has told like this. You are so fortunate to come in this line. So don't be weak, never be. Many so many problems will come, but be like Himalayas, Everest, like Alps, not to go in there. Always serving Krishna. Gupta. They are also glorifying. Gupta tapas kim acharan jada musmarupa. Lavanya sar asamodhananya siddham. drigbhi pivantam savabhinavam durap ekantadham jasasasriya aishwaryasya. Oh, what gopis are so fortunate. What they have done in past life. What sacrifices. What tapa. Astonishing is that. If we will know, they are telling themselves that we must do that. Do you know what the gopis had done in past that they have become the gopis? Oh, nothing. They are kayabhu of Radhika. Bodily manifestation of Radhika. Not any siddha. And some of are there. So thousand and thousand births, lakhs and lakhs births. Gopal mantra and this Kam Gayatri mantra by these in Dandakaranya here and there. Lakh birth and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and he told that in a one birth you can do, be like that. You will have not to do so much practice of lakhs and lakh birth. That is why he sent Rupa Raghunath, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur and others to Swamiji, that if you want to be like that, or you will have not to do so much austerities like they did in Dandakaranya here and there. And one, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw in a glance and they became like, oh, Krishna, 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 Radhe, Radhe, we began to do. So you are so fortunate. But be fortunate. Be fortunate. Try to be. So they are telling you, certainly gopis are glorious in the whole world, that they are tasting the honey of beauty, lavanya. It may be anyone black, no heart, but there is lavanya.
Lustre coming from within. Lustre coming from within.
Like?
Pearls.
This is beauty. Krishna was blackish. But what was the lavanya sar? Beauty comes from inside the body. That in India we tell like pani, mukh par pani hai. Mukh par pani means lavanya. Ananya siddham, no use of ornaments or garments. Beautiful. Nothing. If a spot of ink will be here and there, oh, very beautiful, more beautiful. If dust of cow's feet is covered, oh, like powder, very more beautiful, more. If Krishna is naked, oh, more beautiful. In any way. So, they are telling, drigbhi pivanta, gopis, always drinking the sweetness, that nectar of all these things. Durapa meka ekanta dham jasasa yashvai. Who is he? He is the abode of all yasha.
Fame.
Glory.
Fame.
Glory. Shriya. Of beauty. Aishwaryasa. All kinds of opulence, sweetness, mercy, everything Krishna. So you should try to know that your Mara wo bhajaniya hai, worshipable deity, is not a very sadharan, ordinary person. No. They are telling that, oh, Gopiraj, most worshipable of us, that taking all the beauty like honey, but here what we are? Krishna is surrounded by so many enemies. And here he is some hot, angry mood, wrestling with others. We are not fortunate to see Krishna like gopis. Gopis are so glorious that, oh, always their minds and tongue is the chariot of Krishna. How that ending? Jadohane mahanane mathano palepa prankhankhanar bhirudito kshanamajjanad gayanti chaina manurattati o yasukantho dhanna brajasriya urukramachistajana. How gopi? You should try to follow them. Jadohane, when they are making little cows, what is they are doing? Govinda damo dharma dureti, Govinda damo dharma dureti. Vahanane, with mushal and okhal, what?
Mortar.
They are doing like this, clearing rice, wheat, any grain, and they are doing with tal, as if when it goes down like mridanga, and that these bracelets like karthal, very sweet, and they are singing very sweet, Govinda Dama Dama Seki, Govinda Dama Dharma Dharesi, Govinda Dama Dharma Dharesi, Govinda Dama Dharma Dharesi. Oh, plenty of milk which has been made like dadhi,
yogurt,
and in big vessels, and they are what? Churning. Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti, Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti, Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti, Govinda Dama Dharma. No problem at all, no problem, nothing problem, only remembering the pastimes of Krishna. And always doing this. Mathano palepa. They are observed in singing. Even Krishna comes, but they don't remember. Don't see Krishna. And then Krishna talks, oh maya, maya, maya. What? Oh, tu kakar rahi? What you are doing? Tears coming out of love and affection. And all the hair standing, heart melting. So all are doing like this. Mathano palepa upalepan. They are brimming their houses. By hands. Hands is working. But mind is also working. What doing? And then Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti, Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti. Oh, there are some boys. Oh, they are weeping. Mother, mother. And they took at once and they were doing like what?
Petting them.
Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti, Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti, Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti. Not telling that you should sleep. You should sleep, not like that. Not telling any stories. Often, Nullabai Yarbad. Only doing that. And hearing this in a very good tune, the boys used to, children used to sleep. And that's skipping again, churning. Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti, Govinda Dama Dharma Dhureti. Anurakta Dhiyo. Their heart was quietly absorbed in Krishna चिंतन रिमेम्बर अनुरक्त भी अश्रु कंठा अश्रु कंटिन्यूअस एंड कंठ सो वॉयस धन्य प्रजल्तिया दे आर टेलिंग ओ ग्लोरियस डीज गो ऑल ब्रजबाला ऑल गोपीज आर सो ग्लोरियस धन्य मीन्स फॉर्चुनेट सो we are not fortunate we are not seeing Krishna in this way we cannot do here urukram chitta jana urukram urukram that Krishna always sitting very happily on the throne or any chariot of Krishna gopi's mind always our gopis are sitting on the throne of Krishna mind always Krishna always remembers. Why? Where the bhakti will sing, he must be there. So Krishna always there. So in mind of Krishna, all gopis are always. How fortunate. Again, Pratah Vrajata Vrajata Abhisatascha Sayam Gobhishamam Kvaniyato Ashani Samyabhinam निर्गम्य तूर्णम अबला पतिभूरिपन्न पश्यंत सस्मित मुखम सदया बलूकम ओ हाउ फॉर्चुनेट गो इन वेरी मॉर्निंग एट अबाउट 9 व्हेन कृष्णा कमिंग फ्रॉम हिज हाउस यशोदा हाउस विथ लेफ्ट एंड लेफ्ट फ्रेंड्स एंड लेफ्ट काउस एंड ही इज गोइंग टू फॉरेस्ट टू काउ हर्ड देन दे समटाइम्स on their top of houses, in front of their jangla khirki, window, sometimes standing on their door, sometimes in groves of the gardens, here and there, very anurakta, very absorbed to Krishna, and they are taking darshan of Krishna. And when Krishna is returning from Cowherd in the evening, all are seeing Krishna and so happy. And Krishna what doing? Sometimes they can be so nearer and he touches with his murli or vina their this. And taking their all horse, he comes to Braja. And then Yashoda Maiya what doing? They are glorifying. Who? Mathura is glorifying. They have never gone there, Mathura, and anyone of Mathura. Only Krishna sent one of them, Uddhava, to see the glories of gopis and Nanda Baba, Yashoda and all others. After that, Krishna and Baldev killed Charan Mustik and at last Kans was killed. Then Krishna and Baldev came to Nanda Baba, where Nanda Baba was, on his bullock cart, nearby town of Mathura, outside. He was waiting for Krishna and Baldev, that when they will come, I will take them both and will return to Mathura, Vrindavan. First day, after killing, all were with Krishna and Baldev. And they, Krishna and Baldev have no chance to meet Nanda Baba. But always thinking of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba with cowherd boy was there waiting. One day, 2 days, when? Third day, anyhow, Krishna and Baldev came in night. There, Krishna and Baldev were sitting, right and left. Baldev Prabhu was in right way here and Krishna sat on him. Nanda Baba weeping bitterly. What you have decided? You have decided that you are son of Vasudeva and Devaki? No, father, we cannot decide. How we can have now? In dream even we cannot think like this. And both were weeping loudly. And Nanda Baba was also weeping. At last, Baldev Prabhu told there. Baba, I want to come with Krishna with you to Braja. He told that, oh, I cannot tell you. I am not so cruel. You must be for some days here, because his whole sons has been killed by Kans. Now only you are alone, alive. So you should be here. He told that without Krishna I cannot live a moment anywhere. Otherwise I will die. Then Nanda Baba asked Krishna that what should I do? What should I do? Then Krishna told that, Father, if you will tell, I will be for some days with Baldev Prabhu to be here. And if Baldev Prabhu is going, then his father, mother, Vasudev Devaki and all Mathura Vasi will die. So I think it will be better that I should be remain with Baldev Prabhu here. And after some time, when they will be pacified, then I will return quickly. They are your friends. I have no relation with them. Only that they are your friends. You are my father. You are my Jati. Now here, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur makes a Purva Paksha question.
Comparison.
Then putting a question before answering it.
That if Krishna is son of Nanda and Yashoda, not of Vasudeva Devi, how he can be there? Anyone can live in a place where he receives more and more love and affection. Whether he is no son or son, this question secondary. But if he has so much high class of love and affection anywhere, he will like to be there. And undoubtedly, all Prajavasi, so much loving Krishna and Baldev, more than anywhere. And it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Nanda Baba returned without Krishna and Baldev. And also it is right, it is true that Krishna never left Vrindavan. How we can reconcile? Now you will have to reconcile anyhow. When Nanda Baba was weeping, Krishna became and Baldev became of two kinds, in two forms. One prakat lila and one aprakat lila. Prakat lila, Krishna and Baldev were in Mathura. But aprakat lila, they came with Nanda Baba. Where? In Vrindavan. The son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba, Krishna, Brajendanandan, he returned with
Nanda Baba.
We know that Krishna never comes to Mathura, that Brajendanandan. His one form, one manifestation comes, like Vasudeva Krishna. So, in his bullock cart, Nanda Baba, he took Krishna and Baldev with him. But that scene was not seen by anyone. And he came, returned to Vrindavan, to Nandagaon. And in one bullock cart, one Nanda Baba, manifestation of that Nanda Baba, was feeling so much separation and weeping. He returned to Mathura without Krishna and
Baladev.
practice. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has reconciled all these things. Very, very secret. Only high class of devotees can realize this. Otherwise, all the gopis, and gopis will die at once in a moment. Yashoda Maiya also. So there are two things there, two leelas, pastimes there, aprakat leela and aprakat leela both. Then, now I am coming to my point that I wanted to tell you. All these 6 days, what I told, it was like
Introduction.
I wanted to give you some nectar of love of gopis, to whom even Uddhav could not taste. He came to Krishna and glorified. So after that, what became? Krishna went to Gurukul, as I have told all of you. And one day he was sitting on the roof of his palace. Yashoda, Devaki and Vasudeva all were there. And Krishna alone went on the roof of his palace. And he looked towards Vrindavan, north side, from Mathura. And he became so sad and he began to weep bitterly. He saw that from here, Mathura, he saw his mother is weeping so bitterly. She had become blind. Now I've heard that all the cows are dying. So many died. Now all the cops are not taking milk from their arts of their mothers. Now cuckoos are not singing. Even peacocks not dancing because no Krishna. So he was looking all these things and he began to cry. Oh Yashoda Maiya. Oh Nanda Baba, and he became, oh Gopis, oh Radhe, oh Krishna. And in the meantime, his bosom friend, Uddhav came there. Searching Krishna, and he saw that, oh Krishna is sitting there and weeping so bitterly. Here it has been told. Bishainam Prabharu. Uddhava was most higher in rank in whole Mathura. He was so intelligent in all jobs. He was prime minister of Krishna. Daitaha. So much?
Near and dear.
Shakha. Friend. Shishya.
Disciple.
And Brihaspati Sakshat Shishya. And he is told to be like Brihaspati. But more than Brihaspati. Brihaspati, the priest of demigod. And he came and saw Krishna with him. Krishna holds, he took his hand in his hand. Uddha wanted to pacify him, but Uddha has no words to pacify. Why Krishna is weeping? For whom he is weeping? Because at that time he has not known the glories of gopis. So he cannot realize what was virahanal separation fire in Krishna. And Krishna is burning. And anyone not qualified to save him. So he was burning and burning.
Uddhava came and told, "Why, friend, you are weeping?" And then Krishna took his hands in his hand and began to tell Uddhava, "Gacchho Uddhava, Brajam Samya, Pitrino Pratimavaha, Gopinang Mayo Vabhidi, Matsandesar Vinocha." Uddhava, you are my friend. You are my prime minister. You are all in all. I know that you are more dear to my Baladev Prabhu, to Lakshmi, to others.
More dear.
Oh, you are my heart. I am your heart. And I don't know anyone. So I am telling this secret thing to you only. You should go to Braja, Vrindavan, Nanda Gokul. Oh, Samya. Samya means? What is the meaning?
Like very beautiful.
Samya means like soft. What? Samya. Pitri, no. He is telling himself. Pitri is no. Our father. Krishna may tell his father, but why is he telling that our father? He thinks that Uddhava is my brother. And who is father? Pitro, here mother and father both. For Yashoda and Nanda. He is in Mathura, in the palace of Vasudeva Devaki. They are there. But he is telling to Uddhava, my father and my mother, Yashoda and Nanda, are very unhappy, feeling separation. Like fire. You must go there. Pratimavaha. You should pacify them. No? If Krishna is son of Vasudev and this, why he is telling? Now Uddhava now heard that, really, I know that Krishna is son of Vasudev and this.